die gezondheidsbestel gaan verander, al is het nou incrementeel en oor een langer tijdperk. Maar ek gaan sommer wegspringen vir professor Alex van der Heuvel vra, professor, hoekom moet dit verander? Wat is fout met die stelsel soos wat het nou is?
Well, there are many problems with the health system as it stands now, and there are many things that need to be done to correct the system. It's not clear that what's proposed in the white paper has anything to do with the current set of problems within the health system. And so the imperatives for certain aspects of these proposals probably need to be reviewed very carefully. The problems with the current system in the public sector involve essentially systemic failures in governance, and that is fundamentally affecting performance. And the governance problem is largely created by the fact that the executive of government can essentially interfere in the delivery of services, and this has really resulted in widespread corruption. Because of the ability to access tenders and so on, or to game the tender system through the coordination of sort of the political level of the system with actual purchasing by the state. It also includes the fact that people can be employed in the state for political reasons, appointed by people in political office bearers, and therefore not based on their ability to actually run the service. So we have widespread failures in the public system purely resulting from that, and in the private sector we have we've not had a systemically failing system. What we have are a number of key weaknesses which for over 10 years have not been addressed, which are resulting in systemic cost increases, but they can be quite easily addressed. But there are no proposals in the white paper to deal with the appropriate regulation of the private sector. So the national health insurance proposals focus on something completely different. They focus on establishing a national fund and taking away the tax credits that currently subsidize medical scheme members, and to use that as a sort of discretionary fund for a range of services that really have nothing to do with the key imperatives of universal health coverage. So it is a very confusing set of proposals. The incremental changes themselves, or the startup changes, don't really bear any relation to the key problems of the current health system.
Goed, as mens dan daarna kyk, in die private sektor is dit baie duur en in die staatssektor is daar agteruitgang en probleme. Maar is die oplossing, is dit nie beter om 'n universele gesondheidsstelsel te hê waar almal beter toegang het nie?
Well, our system at the moment is a universal health coverage system. The idea that's sort of portrayed in the white paper is that there is only one version of a universal health coverage system, and that's where there is one state purchaser, where the government basically runs everything. And that is a particular version. It's a version that is borderline feasible in certain countries. If you're very high-income countries, you've got the possibility, this is an option. But if you're a developing country, this is not an option. You have to, in a developing country like South Africa, which has a sort of, a quarter of the per capita GDP of, say, for instance, the United Kingdom, it's not in a position to have one system that actually fits all. It can't be done. So you have to regulate private markets, you have to provide discrete social insurance mechanisms, and you have to provide a free state system. You will have to have a combination of those to achieve your universal coverage objectives. The problem with the NHI paper is it says we want what people have in Britain. We want an NHS for South Africa, and we want it now.